question for eco-hydrologist Dr. Adrian Harpold, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
You're an eco-hydrologist, and I have long had a theory about global warming. I have thought as the world heats up, then in turn that will heat up the ocean or, stated differently, will promote evaporation on the part of the ocean, and that should produce more clouds, which then would shield the Earth from the sun and thus potentially bring about some cooling.
Your logic is fairly sound in that warming temperatures globally will generally drive a faster hydrologic cycle, which might be associated with more water vapor in the atmosphere. We're going outside of my field of expertise very quickly, so I'm not going to say much other than I know that clouds in our global circulation models, the models that we really rely on to make these forward predictions, clouds are a major uncertainty in those models. And that's related to our findings too. Your point, though, maybe I can relate back to our findings, which is that there's been a very strong focus on temperature changes in the future. And I think that there's clear evidence of why. And for some systems, temperature is a very good predictor. But what we're suggesting is that humidity is also going to change in the future, and that we haven't paid as much attention to how humidity is going to change and how humidity might change in the mountains in winter.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.